Innocent. That is what Kyle Rittenhouse is. Innocent. But the left is refusing to accept that he is innocent, including the president of the United States of America. Why is it that even Joe Biden refuses to accept that Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent after being cleared of all charges? Self-defense, by the way, is not illegal in America, but they sure are acting like it. And why is it that they're continuing to come after him? When all this happened, he was 17 years old. Now, he has done an exclusive sit-down with Tucker Carlson. It will air 8 o'clock Eastern Monday night. Not only that, but behind the scenes, Tucker Carlson has been doing a documentary on the entire trial with exclusive conversations and video with Rittenhouse, his family, and defense team. The media is freaking out over that, too. Why? Because how dare a conservative network or a conservative individual get the sit-down with Rittenhouse? By the way, if you want to know why anyone that goes through anything close to this is going to pick to choose someone like a Tucker Carlson, it's because they saw what happened when Nick Sandman did his sit-down interview with the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie, and it was disgusting. It wasn't journalism. It was horrific. It was pure evil. I have not watched the Today Show since that interview happened because it was pure evil to watch a mother, by the way, do what she tried to do to Nick Sandman, and indicting him as acting like he was the instigator, acting like he was trying to harass an older man. Now, Nick Sandman and Kyle Rittenhouse both have something in common. In fact, they both spoken to each other from what we understand. Nick Sandman said, tweeted out that he was in good spirits when he spoke to Rittenhouse. And Rittenhouse is a man now that people are threatening to kill all over the country, including his family, including his legal team. They are threatening to kill them, hunt them down, because vigilante justice is exactly what we have in this country from the left. Even the president of the United States of America getting in on it, saying, well, I'm having a hard time with this verdict. Now, you got to understand why he said that, because he understands the politics, folks. He understands the politics big time. He understands that dividing the country solely based on race is good for him. It's a way to solidify and secure your base. In fact, there are still media organizations that are still out there putting lies out about Nick Sandman, all in this case, all over the world, saying that he shot three black men when, in fact, he shot three white men, acting like it was a racial shooting when it happened, even though it wasn't. There was no race involved. There was protests over the weekend, which is hysterical, that Black Lives Matter is having protests over a shooting that only involved white people. You can't make that up. You have people that are angry, people that are furious, that Nick Sandman is walking, and they want him dead. His attorneys even said that during a press conference, saying can't even answer their phones anymore because they're getting so many death threats. You look at Kyle Rittenhouse and his attorneys and what they had to say about this, and you listen to what they had to say about it, and he talked about it. It's disgusting. Even his wife, from what we've been told, Kyle Rittenhouse's defense attorney saying even his wife is getting death threats because the left is psychotic.
Judge protected his address. Everybody in this case, and when I say that, I mean prosecution, defense. To me, it's scary how many death threats we've had. You know, I was answering my phone on the way back from court in Kenosha. My office isn't that far. After the third death threat, I quit answering the phone.
And Mark, what do you say to
people
who make
perfect mistakes? Let me just stop there. You know, can't even count the number of death threats, and that's an attorney. Because the anarchists of the left, they refuse to accept. They refuse to accept that there are people that have a right to protect and defend themselves when people are attacking them. Armed Black Lives Matter protesters, by the way, this weekend joined socialist rally for justice in Kenosha. Not a joke. A group of people armed with pistols and semi-automatic rifles joined a socialist group march in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Sunday. The protesters called for justice after a jury acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse on all charges Friday. The group of about 50 gathered outside the courthouse on Sunday to march against what they called an injustice in the decision by a jury to find Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty on all charges. And you know what? You basically should have added every liberal Democrat to the group, because they're all in on it too. The group gathered around the banner of the Party for Socialists and Liberation, had Workers Unite Against Fascism signs up. The whole system is guilty. Rittenhouse walks free. Justice system is nothing but a protection for fascist killers, another one of their socialist signs said. Joining the group were armed individuals who said they were from Chicago. The group appeared to have crossed state lines to march with two semi-automatic rifles and multiple handguns. Think the media is going to freak out about that? Nope. One of the armed protesters, Eric Jordan, came to the rally with his 16-year-old daughter, Jade. Both came to protest armed with semi-automatic rifles. Eric also openly carried a pistol. Think the media is going to lose their mind? Nope, because they're socialists. And when you're socialist, you're one of us, so we will look the other way. Eric Jordan told Breitbart News he came to provide security for the planned march in Kenosha. When asked if he expected resistance, Jordan responded saying, "Just be careful. We need everybody to go home safe." His daughter Jade expressed disappointment in the not guilty verdict handed to Rittenhouse on Friday. Quote, "I was disappointed at the very least," as she holds her AR-15. "That means he can still legally be able to get a gun." Wow. The ironic part about these woke liberals, both rifles displayed orange empty chamber indicators to show they did not have a round chambered in the rifle. So what's the point of having the gun then? Just asking for a bunch of normal people. Tucker Carlson getting this first interview. But he brought up a very important point on his show after the verdict came in, and that is, the left refuses to accept the fact that the justice system works, and they still want Kyle Rittenhouse. They want him dead. They want him dead. That's what they want.
So technically, as a legal matter, this case is over. Kyle Rittenhouse has been proclaimed innocent in a court of law. He's free to resume his life. But for the authoritarians among us, this is a disaster. They can't let it go. Why? Because they understand the Rittenhouse case is a referendum on the most basic right of all, the ancient right of self-defense. If Kyle Rittenhouse can save his own life from the mob, then you can too. And that drives them insane. So insane that the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee today, Jerry Nadler of New York, implied that Kyle Rittenhouse may face federal charges. Today's verdict, Nadler wrote, justifies federal review by the DOJ. So will Joe Biden's Justice Department indict Kyle Rittenhouse now that he's been acquitted by a jury in Wisconsin? It's hard to believe. You'd have to be deranged even to consider something like that. What would be the effect on the country? But you never know with these people. At the very least, this case will be used to justify taking your guns away. Bet on it. But if this does go to the feds, if Kyle Rittenhouse is prosecuted by the DOJ, the case will likely be handled by Kristen Clark. She's the black nationalist who runs the so-called Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, the division that does not protect your civil rights, in fact, is trying to take them away. Last year, Clark weighed in on the Rittenhouse case and immediately, not surprisingly, zeroed in on Rittenhouse's color.
I want you to think about what he's talking about here. You have a woman who's in the Justice Department that was obsessed with race and the color of the skin of Rittenhouse, something she should never, ever mention. But when you're a woke extremist in the Biden administration, this is what you do, and apparently it's very normal. Now, thank goodness we have a judicial system in this country that could see through the propaganda of the media. Thank goodness that we have a system that refused to be or go with the insanity of the media. Now, Rittenhouse, he needs to sue. Rittenhouse needs to sue and sue for every dollar he can get his hands on. And the media and this president who refused to accept the reality of the situation, they deserve to be held accountable for this. Now, I hope that Rittenhouse gets millions and hundreds of millions. But I also be smart about this and he starts suing and going to court, not taking the settlements from some of these people that came after him. Now, I will remind you of what the media had to say about him. They were pure evil, and they made it all up, and they lied about him from day one when this happened back in August. And if you don't remember what they said, every single one of the people I'm going to play for you in the media that I'm about to play for you right now deserves to lose their jobs. They deserve to be sued. The networks that they were with deserve to be sued because they wanted to destroy this kid's life and are still trying to destroy his life. Even the President of the United States of America getting in on it. Why? Because they want to divide the country based on race.
Kenosha shooter Kyle Rittenhouse, he murdered two people, by the way.
Rittenhouse is basically what you would have had in a school shooter. He's a 17-year-old kid. He shouldn't have had a gun. He crossed state lines to supposedly protect property. No, he was going out to shoot people.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old vigilante.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the vigilante.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the armed teenage vigilante.
A 17-year-old vigilante, arguably a domestic terrorist, picked up a rifle, drove to a different state to shoot people.
Kyle Rittenhouse, a guy who's deeply racist, went with weapons to a Black Lives Matter protest looking to get in trouble. He did. He murdered a couple of people.
Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old kid, just running around, shooting and killing protesters.
You see, the 17-year-old who was radicalized by Trumpism took his AR-15 to Kenosha and became a killer.
A white, Trump-supporting, MAGA-loving, Blue Lives Matter social media partisan, 17 years old, picks up a gun, drives from one state to another with the intent to shoot people.
A 17-year-old boy who drove across state lines with an AR-15 and started shooting people up, including a guy with a skateboard.
Kyle Rittenhouse, who has killed protesters, unarmed protesters.
Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old that went with a weapon into the middle of protests and then provoked people and then shot and killed them.
Kyle Rittenhouse is the enemy.
A boy from out of state drives up to the state with an AR-15 around his neck, shoots
right there
and kills a couple of people, shooting wildly, running around, acting like rent-a-cop.
Drove across state lines armed with a rifle to go and shoot people.
What a dark dystopian scene where a 17-year-old boy is carrying around a rifle, running around and gunning down protesters.
Every one of them deserves to not only lose their job, but they deserve to have to pay millions of dollars. Now, I remind you, Nick Sandman, that kid that was wrongfully accused of being this evil racist Trump supporter while the Native American was banging a drum in his face. Remember that? He got over $250 million. But they never went to court. And if I'm Sandman, I'm telling you right now, I hope his legal team says, all right, some of them were just going to take their money, all right? Some of them. Not all of them, but some of them. We're going to get you paid quick. But there's going to be others. There's going to be others that we are going to absolutely own them and take them to court and make them defend themselves and what they did. And I think that is a long overdue proposition at this point. Now, you may disagree, but I think that's exactly what he should do. In fact, that's exactly what Tucker Carlson was talking about in his monologue. There are people that refuse to accept what a court has said, and they refuse to accept that he was defending and protecting himself because they need him to be guilty.
Like his race was some kind of crime. She described him as a, quote, armed white man, murdering innocent protesters at, quote, point-blank range.
He's talking about the woman who is in charge of the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department that may do double jeopardy now and charge him with federal crimes. This is a woman that was obsessed and actually said this about Sandman. So now that we find out that Jerry Nadler and others said, no, the Justice Department, you need to go after Sam, you need to go after Rittenhouse again. This is what they were saying about Rittenhouse. If I said Sandman by accident, I'm sorry. I apologize. But this is what they're saying about Rittenhouse.
What does his race have to do with anything? Well, it doesn't have anything to do with anything, of course, but it's been a fixation of the Democratic Party from the first moments. They've tried to racialize this case. And by the way, Christine Clark is far from the only member of the party to try and do that. Just hours after the jury's verdict, the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Sean Patrick Maloney, a congressman, released this statement, quote, "It is disgusting and disturbing that someone was able to carry a loaded assault rifle into a protest against the unjust killing of Jacob Blake, an unarmed black man," end quote. Savor that for a minute. That's from the head of the Democratic Party's congressional campaign arm. Everything about it is wrong. Not just a lie, but factually untrue. Jacob Blake was not killed. He was also not unarmed. He was carrying a knife. We know that because he said he was carrying a knife. He was allegedly trying to kidnap a child. That's why the police showed up. And when he grabbed a knife, they shot him. Again, that's not in dispute. And he's still alive. But it doesn't matter because these people's facts don't matter, clearly. Sean Patrick Maloney has no interest in what actually happened. Kamala Harris said that she was proud of Jacob Blake last year. The Democratic Party is sticking with that, too. They are trying, and they have from the very beginning, to make this case into a racial divide, to further divide the country. Kamala Harris today said that the outcome of this case, the jury's verdict, was proof that our judicial system is not, quote, equitable, whatever that means. It needs to be changed. The Attorney General of the state of New York said it needs to be completely torn down and rebuilt, our justice system that we've had for 250 years. It's the best thing in our country. The idea that you are tried on the basis of the facts, not on the basis of what you look like. But they'd like to change that. ABC News, by the way, just reported the same thing. They told us, ABC News, a news corporation, has told us that, in fact, Jacob Blake was killed in Kenosha. Watch this.
Well, it's very significant. First, for the community of Kenosha, this city was traumatized by the police killing of a black man, Jacob Blake.
The police killing of a black man who is, in fact, still alive. So what are they doing when they tell lies like this? Lies that you can check very easily, or if you have a memory that extends into last year, you recall very well. Well, they're inciting people, of course. They're trying to whip people into a frenzy on the basis of claims that are totally provably untrue. What kind of a frenzy? Well, consider this. This is from a senior advisor at the DCCC, the Democratic campaign arm. His name is Daiwan Tatro. He just issued an explicit call for riots. No justice, no peace, he wrote in the wake of the verdict. Who is Daiwan Tatro? Well, he, according to news reports, spent a decade in prison after he shot two people. Now he works for the Democratic Party, just in case you're interested in whose side they're on. But you knew that. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for Congressman Val Demings, another Democrat, offered this assessment. The core of the far-right movement is that they should be able to kill you if they want to. That's the official line of the Democratic Party tonight. Keep in mind, and if you watch the trial, you know this, Kyle Rittenhouse was walking down the street when he was charged by a convicted child rapist and then charged by a number of other people. He sought no conflict. There was never any evidence that he was the aggressor in any case. He was aggressed against. So Joe Biden also weighed in on this, and he gave two versions of his views on it. First, he said, we're going to respect the jury's verdict. And then, of course, when his advisors took over and wrote a new press statement, he told us how upset he was by the verdict. And that's what aired on MSNBC all day.
The next time there's a protest of some sort, and it may get politicized, that gun owners with a certain ideology may feel incentivized now, may feel even emboldened.
What some may take from this verdict is that vigilante justice prevailed.
Knowing the history of vigilante justice in this country, all the way back to times of enslavement, when people would be deputized to go out and track down enslaved persons who ran away, to lynching mobs, and this is 2021.
It is to tell the current and future Kyle Rittenhouses of the world that they can engage in white vigilantism and be let off for it, be defended and protected for perpetuating white supremacy.
You notice the obsession here with the media. You understand it from the White House down. This is part of the midterms, get everybody divided, get everybody angry. Tell everybody that a white guy killed black people when he didn't. Tell people that the protesters were justified in being there because of the killing of a black man, which also didn't happen. Multiple networks lying about that. They're going to correct the record? Of course not. And they're willing to sacrifice a a 17-year-old child take away his entire life and put him on a hit list for the rest of his life just because they want to divide the country and win elections. That's pure evil. In this country, you are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. What we now know in this country, though, when it comes to people like the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, that you are no longer afforded that. No. You are guilty until proven innocent. There are people angry today because there was a picture of Kyle Rittenhouse eating with his family at a restaurant in Florida after he apparently did his interview with Tucker Carlson, and people were tagging the picture saying, look at this murderer. Everybody that's doing that, I hope you get sued. I really do. All these people in the media who are attacking and saying these horrific things about Kyle Rittenhouse, again, I hope that you get sued. The President of the United States of America saying what he said, I hope you get sued. You listen to even the media after the fact. And they just want to divide the country, and they want there to be a race war, and they want there to be a race war because this is all they have right now in this country, is that they can just divide the country 50-50 and get people to not realize what's happening in the economy, not what's happening with inflation, not look at the gas pump, but be screaming at minorities saying, you have to vote for me because the other side wants to kill you. Rittenhouse is one of them. You don't want them to be in charge of this country. That's the only card they have to play. And it's very clear that the media is colluding with Biden, with the Democrats, to try to make sure that this country stays divided, even if they have to lie about it.
Next time there's a protest of some sort, and it may get politicized, that gun owners with a certain ideology may feel incentivized now, may feel even emboldened.
What some may take from this verdict is that vigilante justice prevailed.
Knowing the history of vigilante justice in this country, all the way back to times of enslavement, when people would be deputized to go out and track down enslaved persons who ran away, to lynching mobs, and this is 2021.
It is to tell the current and future Kyle Rittenhouses of the world that they can engage in white vigilantism and be let off for it, be defended and protected for perpetuating white supremacy.
Wow.
White vigilantism, white supremacy, white. That was all over media all day long. Explicit racial attacks.
You want to know why they're doing this? The reason why is because they want to indict all of us. They're just waiting for the next white guy to defend and protect themselves from the mob. What we've learned from this is, if you're a white person and they can turn you into a Trump supporter or a conservative, they will burn you at the stake, even if you're protecting yourself or your business or your family. This is no different than what happened when that husband and wife went out on their private property when Black Lives Matter protesters started marching on their street with their guns. And what did they do? You had a overzealous DA that charged them with criminal, with crimes. Tried to turn it into federal crimes. Remember everybody that freaked out over those, that couple? Because they were on their own front porch with their firearms, because there was a bunch of people that were on their private property, which you have a right to protect and defend your private property. Doesn't matter. They're evil, rich, white people. Let's burn them at the stake. They're not going to stop this, by the way. And when the next election happens, I hope people remember this. Because when you give people like this power, they abuse it every time. And if that means they have to ruin people's lives, they will do it. They don't care if you're a child. They don't care if you're an adult. They don't care if you're a senior citizen. They don't care if you're a single mom. They don't care. I hope every one of you will take the audio that I just played for you, and I hope you share it. I hope you share a podcast. I hope you let everybody hear what the media is doing, even after he was found innocent. No, they're not going to stop, folks. And they're not even worried about losing money. It's almost like they're okay paying millions of dollars in fees just so they can keep the race war alive, because that's the only way that they can take over this country is if they do it this way. They're not afraid of paying out huge settlements to Rittenhouse because they want to destroy his life and everybody else's life. Even if they have to say they're wrong with money, they'll still say they're right on TV. It's pure evil, and everybody better pay attention. Download our podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to continue to cover this all week long. And if you haven't listened to our podcast, grab it. It's the Ben Ferguson Podcast. Like I said, wherever you get your podcasts, grab it. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Instagram. I'm on them all. Getter, find us there. Ben Ferguson Podcast on all of those places. And I'll keep up with you all week long.